Hello, welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 9,395 kHz. We are also streaming via rai.com.ar, and you may listen to us also via audio now if you are in the States by calling 641-552-8099. If you want to contact us, send an email to rai@raiargentina.com. You can send reception reports there, but remember that you need to attach a recording of the program you have picked up in order to receive one of our QSL cards. Just a brief recording of 2-3 minutes will be enough for us to consider this requirement met. And if you send the reception report via regular mail, no audio file is required, just write down this address. RAE, P.O. Box 555, and then Buenos Aires, Argentina. Santiago Conde is operating the program. I am Fernando Farias. And this is going to be our regular program of half hour with news and also one of our features. Today we'll bring you our segment, our weekly segment on gender equality. And we also wanted to share with you a brief salutation on the occasion of World Radio Day, El Día Mundial de la Radio, as we say in Spanish, that we are commemorating today. What can I add about this fantastic medium that is not only in my situation, my job, but is also the medium that I consider to be the best, the most expressive, and one that has brought people together for a century, because this year also radio is marking its centennial, and Argentina has an important part played in that history, because in August 1920 the first broadcast in a modern commercial radio sense was made in Buenos Aires. A group of radio fans made a broadcast of opera, of the Parsifal opera by Richard Wagner, here in Buenos Aires, from the rooftop of the Coliseum Theater. And that important event in the history of radio broadcasting took place here in Buenos Aires, and it's going to be a century of that. And today is World Radio Day. RAE, Argentina to the World, that yesterday marked its 62nd anniversary, is a special radio because it reaches the entire world via the shortwaves and via internet. It's a radio targeting foreign audiences, foreign speakers, foreign languages, speakers located outside Argentina. But obviously, we are welcoming any Argentine listener who wants to practice any of the 8 languages that we use, or anybody who's curious about RAE. Well, to all of them, to all of the listeners, happy Radio Day. This is the message from us.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo, celebra el Día Mundial de la Radio 2020 en 8 idiomas.
Radio y diversidad.
Radio y diversidad.
RAE, Argentina to the World, celebrates Radio World Day 2020 in 8 languages.
Argentina,
radio and diversity.
O Dia Mundial da Rádio 2020 em 8 línguas. Rádio e diversidade.
RAE, l'Argentine vers le monde. Le Jour Mondial de la Radio 2020 en 8 langues. Radio et diversité.
RAI Argentina al Mondo celebra la giornata mondiale della radio 2020 in 8 lingue, radio e diversità.
RAI Argentina al Mondo celebra la giornata mondiale della radio 2020 in 8 lingue, radio e diversità.
RAI Argentinien in die Welt feiert den Weltradiotag 2020, radio und Vielfalt.
RAI 阿根廷迈向世界，用八种语言庆祝 2020年世界广播日，广播与多样性。
Rádio e diversidade.
RAI Argentina to the world celebrates Radio World Day 2020 in 8 languages. Radio and diverse.
RAI Radio
World Day 2020 in 8 languages. Radio and diversity.
Radio y diversidad.
Now yes, let's get started with today's headlines. The Minister of Economy warned we will not allow foreign funds to manage Argentina's economic policy. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro proposed to his Argentine counterpart Alberto Fernandez to have their first meeting on March the 1st. There are more than 30 children hospitalized for malnutrition in Salta. Argentina and the United Kingdom are at odds on the Malvinas issue again in the context of a badminton tournament that is being held in Brazil. Donald Trump received Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno at the White House. Sports: Atlético de Tucumán defeated the strongest of Bolivia and advances in the Copa Libertadores. And here are the news. Economy Minister Martin Guzman sentenced before the Chamber of Deputies, we will not allow foreign funds to manage Argentina's economic policy. And he affirmed that in the renegotiation of the foreign debt, Argentine society comes first. According to him, the country has an unsustainable debt burden, and this is the consequence of an economic scheme that was far from successful, in reference to the management of former President Mauricio Macri. In this context, Mr. Guzman said, poverty has increased from 28.6 to 35.4% in the last 2 years. Those who suffer the most from this type of crisis and those who have been suffering the most in Argentina are the poor. It is a necessary condition for breaking a recessionary dynamic that is deepening to get rid of that debt burden which cannot be paid. However, the minister said on the issue of the debt, we have control of the situation. Guzman's presentation in Parliament comes one day after the government rescheduled the maturity of a bond which was expiring today. Also yesterday, Wednesday, the delegation sent by the IMF arrived in Buenos Aires to negotiate the debt of $44 billion that Argentina contracted in 2018. The arrival of this mission, headed by Venezuela's Luis Cubedo, was received with the rejection of social, union and political organizations. For that reason, thousands of people marched in the capital yesterday, and one of the leaders of the protest, unionist Juan Carlos Schmidt, said the following. I believe that the support is there, but with our guards up. When the slogan is, the debt is with the people, it is clear that this is a message for everybody. What we do not want is that the weight of the payment of the debt falls on the people. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro proposed his Argentine counterpart, Alberto Fernandez, to have their first meeting on March the 1st. The meeting would be held in Montevideo, Uruguay, during the inauguration of its new president, Luis Lacalle Pou. Bolsonaro made the offer to Argentine Foreign Minister Felipe Solá, who paid his first official visit to Brazil yesterday. Before that meeting with the president, Mr. Solá had met with his local counterpart, Ernesto Araújo, and together they held a joint press conference in which the host said the following. Brazil has the conviction and a very big expectation to count on the association with Argentina in essential issues for our project. As is the case of the consolidation of Mercosur as a dynamic platform for insertion in the international economy, our commercial interest in repositioning ourselves in the world as a pole of economic growth, and also in our common determination to work for democracy in our region. For his part, the Argentine minister revealed that Argentina asked for Brazil's support in the debt negotiations with the International Monetary Fund. We have started, as you know, negotiations with the IMF, and we have asked our Brazilian brothers to support us as well in whatever way they can at the IMF. In the contact with journalists, the diplomatic chiefs of both countries did not mention the controversies of the last few months between Presidents Bolsonaro and Fernandez. Let us recall that since the Argentine won the elections back in October, the Brazilian president questioned on several occasions an alleged turn to the left in Argentina. In the province of Salta, in northwestern Argentina, 32 children remain in hospital due to malnutrition. They are minors who belong to the Huichí indigenous community. This was reported yesterday by the Minister of Social Development of Argentina, Daniel Arroyo. The situation in Salta is very serious. Basically, the problem there is water. Children drink contaminated water, and that's why they have diarrhea, and that's why they have dehydration, and that's why they are malnourished. And in many cases, we are talking about remote places, and the ambulance, for example, is broken, and there is a lot of distance to get there, and that is the main problem. In addition, the official revealed that about 160 very underweight children were detected in the same area. Arroyo was in Salta a few weeks back after the death of two Huichí children and said that assistance teams were left on the ground. According to the minister, the Argentine army was put in charge of bringing drinkable water to the most far-off indigenous communities. And he added that the military will be in charge of drilling wells to improve the water supply in the area. Argentina and the UK are at odds again on the subject of Malvinas, this time in the context of a badminton tournament held in Salvador de Bahia, Brazil. This is because a team from the islands registered for the Pan American Cup under the name Falkland Islands Badminton. The Argentinian Foreign Ministry instructed its consulates in Rio and Bahia to express their rejection and to remember that the islands are not a state recognized by the international community. The name used for the team, explained diplomatic sources, means ignoring the existence of a sovereignty dispute between the Argentine Republic and the United Kingdom. However, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs clarified that they are not seeking to prevent the Malvinas entity from competing, but rather to reaffirm Argentina's sovereignty claim. The Badminton Association of the British-dominated islands said they would not withdraw from the competition and would not play under the name Malvinas. It should be noted that Argentina is not participating in the tournament in Brazil and will be represented only by a female referee. U.S. President Donald Trump received his Ecuadorian counterpart Lenín Moreno at the White House. It was the first visit by an Ecuadorian president after several years of estrangement during the government of Rafael Correa, who was a fierce critic of Washington. During the meeting with Moreno, Trump anticipated military agreements with the South American country to assist them in the fight against drug trafficking groups.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with the president of Ecuador, and it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world, and we are working on trade deals. We're working on military options, including the purchase of a lot of our military equipment. We'll be discussing with Ecuador their situation and their security. They do have a problem with the narcos, and that's not good, and we will be working with them to help.
For his part, the Ecuadorian president said, "Let us remember that the U.S. is Ecuador's main trading partner, and on the other hand, I want to emphasize that we agree on values that are quite common to both of us, such as freedom, democracy, justice, solidarity, fraternity, and the respect for rights." With regard to Ecuador, the trial of former President Correa for corruption was suspended. The prosecution filed a challenge by the defense of the former president, who is accused of taking bribes during his administration that ended in 2017. Correa, who resides in Brussels, Belgium, denies the charges and claims the whole judicial process is a plan by Moreno and his government to prevent him from competing in next year's general elections. Moving now into sports. Atlético Tucumán qualified for the third phase of the ongoing Continental Copa Libertadores de América after beating Bolivia's strongest 6-5 at home in a dramatic penalty shootout. In phase 3 of the international competition, Tucumán will face Independiente Medellín of Colombia, who on Tuesday eliminated Deportivo Táchira in Venezuela. And Lanús, meanwhile, beat Ecuador's Universidad Católica 3-0 with goals from Lautaro Acosta and replacement Nicolás Orsini on two occasions in the second half of this match, in the context of another competition, the Copa Sudamericana. And these were the news brought to you by RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE Argentina al mundo. RAE Argentina 面向世界.
RAE Argentina vers le monde.
RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE 世界に向けてアルゼンチン.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
La RAE Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentina to the World presents Gender and Diversity. On this week's edition of this cycle on gender, sexual equality and diversity, we are going to start talking about the World Day of Girls and Women in Science. To break stereotypes, challenge gender biases, and also defeat discrimination in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed that February 11 is the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. This is a date established 4 years ago, in 2016. UN Women said in a statement, "Less than 30% of researchers worldwide are women. Furthermore, according to studies on the subject, women who do research in science, technology, engineering, and math have fewer publications, they receive a lower pay for their research, and they do not advance as far in their career as men." In commemoration of this day, the UN agency says, "Let us harness the power of innovation and technology as drivers for change, and let us work together to empower all women and girls in the fields of science." Argentina began drafting a national plan against gender-based violence. Officials from all provinces will contribute to the development of it through discussion forums that will be held across the country throughout this year. This was announced by the Minister of Women, Gender and Diversity, Elizabeth Gomez Alcorta, who heads a portfolio recently created by the new government of President Alberto Fernández. For the minister, this device implies thinking about policies that take into account the multiple social categories that make up identity, such as gender, the social and economic situation, age, the place of origin, the place of residence, among many other variables. And let us think about targeted public policies and take that into account. After presenting the goals of the ministry, officials review the gender and diversity situation in each of Argentina's 24 districts, and they also set priorities and challenges and agreed on a work timetable. And finally, on this segment on gender and sexual diversity, we've got a controversy that arose recently in Argentina. Singer's advertising campaign reopened the debate in Argentina on the abolition of prostitution. Posters that covered part of the city of Buenos Aires a few weeks back showed a woman with long, loose hair, half naked, with fishnet stockings and a suggestive, provocative look, with a telephone number printed on it. The image obviously looked like one of the little pieces of paper which are usually placed in thousands and illegally on the streets to offer sexual services. Those ads are often removed by citizens themselves because these ads are associated with sexual exploitation and human trafficking. But the ads we're talking about were only the campaign for the new song by Jimena Barón, a popular singer and actress who has thousands of followers on social media and who from time to time likes to or seems to like to provoke public controversy. Media came out to criticize the artist for taking advantage of a social tragedy on the other side to support her for making visible the claim of a sector which has been promoting the recognition of prostitutes as sexual workers with rights. The discussion is not exclusive to Argentina's feminist movement. Around the rest of the world, there is a trend that campaigns against the abolition of prostitution, or campaigns for the abolition of prostitution, because it is considered to be violence against women. This trend distinguishes this from simple abolitionism because it proposes to change the focus in order to target clients and not the workers. On the other side are those who with the support of various groups are fighting so that sexual workers are no longer persecuted and their work becomes regulated and recognized like any other job, and this would allow them to have access to health coverage, pension, retirement plans, vacations and care for their children. In Argentina, the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights highlighted that between 2009 and 2019, 6,163 victims of sexual exploitation were rescued. There are some emblematic cases such as that of Marita Verón and Maria Cash, who went missing in 2002 and 2011 respectively, and it is suspected that both were abducted for the purpose of sexual exploitation. In this context, the country is preparing for the actions on March the 8th, the World Women's Day, when thousands of women will once again take to the streets to demand equality and respect for their rights. And this was our regular cycle on gender and sexual diversity on RAE Argentina to the World, that is brought to us by producer Silvana Avellaneda.
RAE Argentina al Mundo.
RAI Argentine 面向世界
RAI Argentine vers le monde
RAI Argentina to the world
RAI 世界に向けてアルゼンチン
RAI Argentina al mundo
La RAI Argentina al mundo
RAI Argentinian in die Welt
RAI Argentina al mundo
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines. The Minister of Economy warned, we will not allow foreign funds to manage Argentina's economic policies. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro proposed to his Argentine counterpart Alberto Fernandez to have the first meeting on March the 1st. There are more than 30 children hospitalized for malnutrition in the province of Salta. Argentina and the United Kingdom are at odds again on the Malvinas issue in the context of a badminton tournament in Brazil. Donald Trump received Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno at the White House. Atlético de Tucumán defeats strongest of Bolivia and advances in the Copa Libertadores. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, which was operated by Santiago Conde and presented by yours truly, Fernando Farias. Today is a World Radio Day, so happy day to all listeners and radio people around the world. Let there be radio for another 1,000 years. Feliz Día de la Radio. Hasta mañana and thank you for listening.